You would have seen some other subtle differences as well. The horny beak wouldn't have extended as far down the face. It would have just been present. You look at a modern bird, and the beak is the entirety of the face, and it's not just the skeleton inside, which I've talked about, which is made up of a giant bone, single bone, but it's the stuff on the outside of the beak, which is made up of keratin, the same stuff that our nails are made of. And you look at any modern bird, most of the beak is covered with it. But in Ichthyornis, it would have been just the very tip, just the very end, and that would have been toothless, and it would have been covered by nail or by horn.